Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
You're listening to my
Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 155. This is our first episode of 2025. My name's Peter, and with me today is Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good holiday season, Christmas and New Year, everything?
Yes, yes. And Happy New Year to you, too, and to all of our listeners.
Yeah, it was a good one. I got a little bit of a cold now after the fact. I was doing pretty well for the holidays, so that's good at least.
Awesome. I know everything's going around the colds. Were you around a lot of people, family?
Not really a lot of people, I think, but I think this cold is a work cold because there's a number of people at work that are down with it. So, I think it's the time of year.
Yep, definitely is.
Before we get into our stories, first I want to say thank you to our sponsor, and this week's sponsor is Monera Financial, and they are a loan company as part of the world of DVC. Monera Financial, you can go to their website, monerafinancial.com, and basically if you're looking to finance a DVC contract, or maybe you're looking to refinance your direct contract with a better rate, check them out. You can go onto their website and you can just type in your information and they'll set up a loan calculation with you right there on the website. They pretty much don't turn anybody down. Their interest rates are pretty good. So go ahead and check them out if you're looking to refinance or looking to finance a contract for a resale purchase. Monera Financial. Why don't we tackle our stories, Sue? You want to start with the first one? We got a couple of DVC-related stories this week.
Right. Well, this one is very interesting because DVC is changing the transfer point rules. And as you recall, the transfer points before, you couldn't transfer banked or borrowed points. But recently, DVC has changed the multi-site point of service contract that governs all DVC resorts in regards to the transfer of points. Point transfers are basically when you take your points and transfer them directly to another owner. This can be done once per year per contract, and that includes transferring points in or out of your account.
Right. So you can't do both. You can do one or the other.
And the points retain their home resort and their original use here. So people have to remember that. It doesn't change the use here. It's whatever the original use here was in the resort. And they can be used to make a reservation up to 11 months in advance at that home resort where they came from. Now, the change that's been made is that previously, as I mentioned, only their original use here could be transferred, those points from the original use here. You could not transfer banked or borrowed points. Now, points that are allotted, banked or borrowed, reservation points, and holding home resort vacation points may be transferred. Note that once points are banked or borrowed, they cannot change use here again and would retain the use here even after the transfer. So what this is going to do, Pete, is it's going to allow the members who have some points in holding, you know, there's restrictions on those. You have to make a reservation within 60 days and they have to be used before the end of the use year. If they're not going to use them, they typically will lose them. Well, at least this way, they have a friend or a relative going down who's a DVC member. They can transfer them over to them so that they can use it as part of their reservations, which is really nice. You couldn't do that before. And again, banked points and borrowed points can be transferred. So that's going to be good for some of the families who want to get a three-bedroom grand villa and they want to pool some points together to get that one reservation so they can transfer their points and even bank points or borrowed points to their other family member's account and make reservations so that there's no split stays or anything of that nature. I think it's good.
No, it's pretty good. I was really surprised at the holding points that they're allowing people to transfer those because those points are kind of stuck when they're holding, become holding points. So it gives you a little more flexibility there. Do you know, as being more of an expert than I did, one of the things they listed there, they said like banked, borrowed, reservation, and holding points. What's a reservation point? Is that
points are if you're going to say that you booked a cruise or you booked one of the Disney hotels, Those are reservation points. Because what Disney has to do is they don't, the cruise line doesn't accept points from Disney. They accept money. So Disney has to open up those rooms based on those points to have rack rate people come in so that they're paying for your cruise. So that's what they call a reservation point. Reservation points typically cannot go back to being used for a DVC resort. Once they're a reservation point, they're a reservation point.
So if you converted to a reservation point for a cruise and then you canceled the cruise, they would still be in your account as reservation points.
Okay, correct.
I didn't even know that. So very good. Yeah. So that's, this is good for members for sure.
Yeah, it gives. Yeah. I think it gives them a little bit more flexibility, and there's going to be a lot less points lost. Things happen in life, and you get sick, but you didn't take out the insurance on the cruise, and you have to cancel the cruise, and you know you're not going to be able to use those reservation points before the end of the use year. Someone else can use those reservation points that you can transfer them to.
Yeah, or you bank some points with a plan to use them, and then turns out you're not going to be able to use them, and now you can still transfer them out to somebody else who can use them. So, yeah, it's really good. And of course, you know, you can go to the DVC rental store and rent those points if you need to.
Correct, correct. One of our sponsors.
The other thing that came out this week is some interesting changes to the Moonlight Magic registrations, and Moonlight Magic is being a little more limited than it used to be in 2025. So DVC is changing how it is limiting registration for Moonlight Magic events for members. It used to be the members were limited to only registering at one event in each park per year. So in theory, you could go to as many as, I guess, five Moonlight Magics in a year, if you can include California Adventure, California Adventure, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Typhoon Lagoon. The new system is changing in that 2025, you're only going to be allowed to register for one event per season, with the three seasons being grouped together as the winter season, which will be, there's event January 26th, Hollywood Studios, February 3rd, California Adventure, and then February 12th, Animal Kingdom. So you would only be able to book one of those three maximum. Similarly, there's Epcot on April 30th, and then Typhoon Lagoon on May 20th and June 9th. Those three are the spring season. And then the summer season is Epcot on July 17th, Typhoon Lagoon on August 11th, and Hollywood Studios on September 1st. So again, there's three groups of three. You have to pick one of them at maximum, and then you can register for it. We do want to let people know that registration for that first group is opening up on January 15th. So hopefully this episode will be up before then. So if you're listening to this, January 15th is going to be the early registration, which is assuming you have a DVC room booked. I don't think they allow cash rooms, right, anymore, Sue? Yep. You have to have a DVC room. Yep. So DVC room is booked. You can register on January 15th. If not, you can register on January 17th. Spring is going to be February 27th and March 6th are the early registration and the general registration. So not really that far off. That's a little more than a month off. And then the summer ones are not going to be till May 15th and May 22nd. So the idea here is to give members more opportunities to attend these events. I know people have a hard time getting these events booked. Yeah. So the idea here is maybe not allowing so many people to book at the same time. I also think by having the registration for multiple events on the same date, we'll also spread it out a little bit too, because you really got to, you know, you're really going to have to choose which of the three you want to go to. The other thing to point out, I got a little bit of a cold here. The other thing to point out, in 2024, they actually set a couple of Animal Kingdom events later in the year that they didn't announce till like September. So there may be a fourth season in the fall that they add at a later date. But for right now, that's all the Moonlight Magic events right now. So there's nine of them total. Three sets of three, and again, you can at most go to three of them. So what do you think of this, Sue? Do you think this was a good idea?
I do. I think it's more fair to more members, because trying to get into them, I mean, you'd have some people who they would plan their vacations and try and come down and make two or three of them. And it's tough, because then you have other people who are staying here or have reservations and they couldn't get in. Or when it opens up to the general DVC membership who are not staying on property, there weren't that many opportunities there. You had to be on the phone real early in the morning and hope like heck that you could get through. So I think it's offering more of a fair opportunity to more people. to, you know, select one and enjoy the one that you're at instead of, well, I'm going to go to all four parks and hit right. each one of them.
I mean, otherwise it gives a significant advantage to people that live down there and that can come in, book a room for a single night and come in and get that reservation. But maybe in this case, now they can only go to three events. And then I said they used to be going to four or five or something like that.
Right.
From my point of view, I've only been to two of these ever just because the timing never works, you know. So to me, this is fine. It's not going to affect me at all. It would be a very unlikely that I'd be able to go to two in a season at any point. So I think overall, it's a good thing. I think giving more members opportunities to attend them, I would even be fine if they limited it to like two a year or something like right. that for members, you know, so that more members can attend.
Yep.
So
I think it's a great thing. And we've got some news on the Copper Creek refurb that's going on, Nova Bed, the manufacturer of the pull down Murphy style beds being installed at most of the DVC properties over the last 5 years, has confirmed that the beds are scheduled to be installed at the Copper Creek Resort during the upcoming refurb. The refurb is scheduled to start on May of 2025, and there's no definitive end date announced at this time. But I'm so happy with the Murphy beds. I don't know if you've ever slept on one in DVC, but it's so much better than those. Oh my gosh, it's a bed.
Yeah, it's a legitimate mattress as opposed to that thin. And honestly, the sofa bed mattresses, when they're new, are pretty good. But after, you know, 5 or 6 years of them being pulled out and put back in and everything like that, they got really soft and, you know, out of shape and everything like that. And they're just really rough to sleep on. So,
well, plus they have that seam because their pieces put together. So they have that seam and your body finds that seam. And it's kind of like that's where it sags. The Murphy beds are great. I'm glad that they're putting them in. I hope that on any refurb that they do with any of the rooms that don't currently have the Murphy beds, that they'll do that, except for Old Key West. I still like having the studio with the two queen beds.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to change that.
Yeah.
I really don't think they are. I think the members there like that, and I don't really blame them.
Yeah. Yep. I love it. So talk to me about what's going on with Big Thunder Mountain.
This was talked about for quite a while. We finally got a date back in the late fall, early winter, about closure for Big Thunder Mountain, but we got a little more detail came in. Big Thunder Mountain was closed on January 6th for what's a major refurb scheduled. And what we've been told right now is that it's going to be closed for about 15 months. So looking at maybe March of 2026 for it to reopen. This includes full replacement of the track and is expected to also include plussing of some of the show scenes. We're crossing our fingers that maybe we'll get the explosions in the tunnel like they have out in California.
Yeah.
They haven't confirmed that, so then, you know, we're just crossing our fingers. At this stage, we can't tell if the length of the closure will be affected by Magic Kingdom closures of Rivers of America or the Villains Land expansion, but Disney hasn't given any details about when those things are going to start. But we expect that Big Thunder Mountain will be closed for a little over a year. So if you have a 2025 trip, you will not be riding Big Thunder Mountain in Florida.
Yep. Yep. There'll be a few closures between that and then Dino Land and
Yeah. Well, we still get Dinosaur for all of 2025. They're saying that's not going to close till 2026. So,
but Triceratops Spin, no.
No, that's going to that'll be gone.
That'll be gone.
Will anyone miss that?
It was one of those things. Well, with the little ones, the great nieces and nephews who came down, they loved that.
It's good for the little kids, but it's basically Dumbo or
Aladdin's or carpet. Aladdin's.
Or, yeah.
Definitely. In our last story, we have a short pool refurb at the Grand Floridian that's going on this Monday, January 13th to late February. The courtyard pool at the Grand Floridian will be closed for this brief rehab. This is one of two pools at the Grand Floridian and the one at the center of the resort. The beach pool, which is nearer the original DVC building, will remain open. It is a brief rehab that they're doing on it. That pool just gets heavy, heavy, heavy use. So I can understand why. And you still have the beach pool near the DVC resort that you can use, which is very nice.
So one of the reports I read on this said that the courtyard pool is the quiet pool, but I don't really think of it as that.
No, I think of it as the busy pool.
Yeah, it's kind of the main pool for the main resort, and then the beach pool is more the DVC pool, but neither of them are really quiet pools per se.
No.
Like I think of like the beach club quiet pool that's by the DVC unit. I mean, that really is a quiet pool. I don't think this is that big a deal, right? It's the middle of winter, which is when people are least likely to use the pool. The other pool isn't that far away, so it's not that far of a walk if you want to go to it. So it's only 6 weeks. It would be nice if you had more notice than this, but otherwise, it is what it is, right?
Well, I'll tell you, in if you're from Florida or down around here, our weather, we've gotten the cold front. So I can't even imagine going into a pool. I don't care that it's heated. But it's funny, when I was over at one of the resorts over at Caribbean Beach for lunch and looking in the pool, it was loaded with people from up north in Canada. And I used to think, yes, that used to be me when I used to come down here during the winter months. But now being down here for 20 years, no, it's too cold.
No, us northerners, it's 65, 70. Yeah, we'll still go in the pool. You know, it gets much colder than that. Not so much, but because your pools are heated too. So it's not like the water's cold.
They are. But some of the morning temps have been in the 40s and the other day in the upper 30s.
Too cold.
Yeah. A little chilly for us. But that's basically all the news. Do you have anything else, Pete?
No, I don't have anything else. As I said, we don't really have a trip till the fall, so not too much going on. Are you heading over to the parks anytime soon?
I have a one-night stay over at the DVC cabins tomorrow.
Oh, finally you're getting that cabin stay in, huh?
Yeah, on Monday. I'm sorry, on Monday. I keep thinking today's Sunday. But yes, this is my fourth attempt at trying to stay at the cabins, and the last attempt was the hurricane. So everyone had to be evacuated and they canceled reservations. So I'm hoping that it's going to be good. I've got the golf cart rented and the weather forecast is saying possibly 50% chance of rain in the later afternoon, but I'll wear my rain poncho. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. Well, next time you're on, you'll have to give us a quick review of the new cabins and how they compare to the old ones. I know Shannon talked a little bit about it, but it's still always good to get additional points of view.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I've never stayed in the cabins, and one of these days I'm going to do it just to check out the DVC cabins. Yeah. But
hey, 16 points for the night.
Yeah, wow.
That's not bad.
No. I'll say this. The point prices that they put them at are certainly not bad.
Right.
I can certainly see people wanting to stay there with it. I just can't see buying there because of the limitation of all you have are cabins, you know?
Right.
And so I don't know, but that's me personally. You know, everybody's different.
Yep. Sounds good. But I'll let you know. So keep your fingers crossed that I actually can show up safe from a hurricane. And hopefully we don't get a downpour bad thunderstorms and flooding where they have to say, okay, can't come in.
Hopefully not. Yeah. All right. So with that, we're going to thank our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for supporting the MyDVC Points platform. And again, if you enjoy this show, check out the MyDVC Points Facebook page. We're a great community there of people that love DVC and love Disney. And it's very, very open and friendly community. So check them out. Also check out the other shows on the MyDVC Points podcast platform. And with that, I'm going to say, see you real soon, folks.
Well, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.